knock off the housework. Roger's on his way over here. We're going to do a little work upstairs.
Oh, good. Captain Healy is such a nice man.
Yes, yes, he is, but I didn't want him to catch you here. If he ever found out you were a genie, he'd... There's Captain Healy's car outside. In the bottle, please, miss. Come on, come on, come on. Thank you. Oh, hi, Raj.
Sweet.
I'm doing a little house cleaning.
Hey, you don't know of a good detective agency, do you?
No, no. What do you want a detective agency for?
I want to hire him to help me find Jeannie.
Raj, you can't do that.
Yes, I can. That's the only way I'll find her. You know, I spent 3 hours in front of the library last night waiting for her, hoping she'd turn up. Boy, she makes every other woman I ever met look like nothing.
Roger, I think you're carrying this a little too far. She's just another girl.
Yeah, but she's the only girl I ever wanted to marry.
Yeah, hello. Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. I have them here. All right, I'll bring them right down. There's Colonel Pollock. They've moved the launch up, and they want to see the revised pages on this. I'll be about 20 minutes. You just make yourself at home.
Okay? No rush. I'll just read a magazine.
Okay. Bye-bye. See you later.
Do not be afraid. I will not harm you.
Who's afraid? I've been looking everywhere for you. I was even going to get a private detective.
Oh, I know. I heard you when I was in the bottle.
Oh, that's wonderful. You heard me when you were in the bottle.
Please do not keep doing that, Captain Healy. Are you all right?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I'll tell you the truth. I'm not sure either. You just came out of that bottle. I've lost my mind.
Now, do not be frightened. I'm a genie. Captain Nelson rescued me from my bottle on an island in the Pacific.
You mean when he made that emergency landing?
Yes, that is when he found me.
What is it you do exactly?
Anything my master wishes.
Gee, it's too bad. It's because, you know, anything, it's... Do you mean all Tony has to do is make a wish and he gets it?
Yes.
Anything?
Yes.
Why, that dirty double-crosser. All the time he's had you and didn't offer to share you with me?
Well, he told you he did not wish to get anyone into trouble.
Is that what he told you?
Well, don't you believe him. You want to know why? Because he's a miser. Because he wants to keep all the cars and all the beautiful girls and all the gold to himself.
Oh, he did not ask for any cars or gold or beautiful girls.
Well, then I take it back. He's not a miser. He's stupid.
I can rule the world single-handed. Me!
How?
How?
How? Didn't you say you could do anything?
Oh, well, yes, but only for my master, and you are not my master.
Guess I can't force you. It's...
I obey only the person who controls the bottle.
Yeah, that's right. Only the person that... Well, how do you get in out of that thing anyway?
Oh, simple. I will show you.
Genie, you can roll up your sleeves. We're going to live in the pool.
No, 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 that must not do this. Let me out of here. Let me out of here.
Oh, sorry it took so long. Hope you weren't bored.
Not a bit. Time just flew. Well, I guess I'll be running along.
What are you talking about? I thought we were going to go over the flight plan.
Oh, well, not today. I'm busy. I'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What do you mean tomorrow? Genie, I...
Genie? Roger! That bottle back. What bottle? Now, this is nothing to fool around with. There was a bottle inside, and it's gone, and I want it back, and I want it back right now.
Do I look like the kind of guy that goes around stealing bottles?
Huh? You mean you didn't?
Oh, Roger, I'm sorry if I accused you unjustly.
It's all right. We all make mistakes. No hard feelings.
It's probably inside. Yeah.
Hi, girls.
Hey, pardon me. Where's Captain Healy?
He's gone. He just told us to take everything from his apartment. He don't need it no more. He even left his uniforms here.
What? Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Get out of this house.
I'm terribly sorry. I was looking for my bottle.
Will you all go on what you were doing?
Excuse me, Dr. Bellows. I'm looking for Captain Healy. You haven't seen him, have you?
No. Did you look in his office?
No, that's the last place he'd be. He didn't drop in to say goodbye.
Goodbye? Is he going away?
He's already gone.
I don't understand. Again. Sit down, Captain.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't have time. I've got to catch him before it's too late.
Too late? For what?
To avert a disaster. You haven't seen a black Rolls Royce with a beautiful chauffeur and a beautiful footman, have you?
No. Have you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's very interesting. Why don't you just lie down there on the couch and tell me...
No, it's not my car, sir. It's Captain Healy's.
And you think Captain Healy has gone off in the black Rolls Royce with a beautiful chauffeur and the beautiful footman?
Or in one of his private planes. Excuse me, sir. I've got to catch him before it's too late.
Yes, Master.
Oh, this is marvelous. Look, shut the door, will you, please? There's a little draft up here.
Ex-Master.
Hey, watch it. That's my genie you're hugging.
Oh, no, it's not your genie. She belongs to me.
Guess again. I've got the bottle. As long as I've got the bottle, that's my genie you're hugging. I'll get down now. Oh, boy, what a crazy upper berth.
Roger, you and I are going to have a little talk.
Oh, well, what's there to talk about?
What's there to talk about? You stole my genie.
Ah, temper, temper, temper. I didn't steal her. I found her. Remember the old rule, finders keepers? You found her on the beach, and I found her on your coffee table.
That was my coffee table.
Well, fair is fair. You can have the coffee table.
Roger, I don't think you know what you're letting yourself in for.
Watch it. That's Italian silk. Wrinkled ZZ.
Sorry.
Want to see something? My new watch, a little present from Jeannie. I think there are little men inside making the wheels go round.
May I please go back with Captain Nelson?
In a word, no.
I do not know.
Look, I'm glad you two asked that. Watch this. Happens to be in my lovely safe here with a 12-digit combination. And I will...
Oh, I should be mad at you. All those fun and games with Jeannie and you didn't let me in on them. Oh, naughty, naughty.
Fun and games? I almost got tossed out of the space program because of Jeannie. Dr. Bellows watches every move I make. One false step and I'm washed out.
One false step and you're washed out.
Well, he's right. I'm a big burden.
Well, I've got big shoulders.
Roger, how much does the space program mean to you?
It means everything to me.
Then get rid of Jeannie.
Not a chance. I'm going to keep her, but you can borrow her sometime if you'd like. Jeannie, back in the bottle, huh?
Oh, Master.
Master. Doesn't this sound beautiful? Back into the bottle. Naughty, naughty. Well, I hate to leave you here, but got a little business to take care of. I bought a seat on the stock exchange, and I might go down to see how the market's doing. See you later. Jeannie, can you hear me? Jeannie, I'm going to get you out of there somehow.
Oh, I hope so, Master.
Roger should never have done that to you. He shouldn't have locked you in there. Well, he doesn't understand you the way I do, Jeannie. All he thinks of you is something to use. More than, yeah, warm, sensitive, and beautiful. And I love you.
Have you been in love with that Say Blanc, Captain?
Dr. Bellis?
Are you engaged or just going together?
No, it's just a safe, you see.
It's a beautiful, warm, and sensitive safe, isn't it?
I know it must seem peculiar, but...
Well, why would it seem peculiar? I know a boy who swears he saw you floating in the air. You carry on conversations with your walls and your vacuum cleaner. But why should you be in love with the safe?
Well, I really must admire your sense of humor, sir. I've got to go and catch Captain Heath. If you'll excuse me, it's something very interesting.
Hello. This is Dr. Alfred Bellows
speaking.
Est-ce que je peux vous aider, monsieur? Oh, does Captain Healy live here?
Captain Healy? Oh, oui, monsieur. Gina? Monsieur le vuole Capitaine Healy.
Per piacere, vengo con me, signore. Captain Healy is by the pool. This way, please.
Yes. Roger?
Oh, hi, Tony. That'll be all, Hilda. Just remember where you left off, huh?
Che faranno gli uscati?
What'd you say?
I say I will be ready when he wants me.
Well, Tony, it's good to see you. I was just thinking about you.
Oh, when will you find a time?
How's Jeannie?
Fine. May I see her?
I suppose there's no harm in that. I've got the bottle safely tucked away. Jeannie?
Hello, old master.
Hello, old Jeannie.
How art thou?
Fine. A bit lonely. How's Captain Healy treating you?
Oh, I have never worked so hard in my whole life.
How are you going to explain this?
As long as I do my work, Dr. Bellis isn't going to mind my living comfortably. I mean, Tony, nothing is going to stand in the way of my job. I wouldn't give that up for anything in the world.
You wouldn't, huh?
I've worked all my life to become an astronaut. You know how I feel about it. It means everything to me.
Well, that's the nicest thing I ever heard, Raj. You know, I think this life suits you. I've never seen you look better.
Really?
Oh, boy, you in this house and this pool and the servant. I'd like to have a picture of it, Rod, to remind me of the real you.
Well, that's no problem. Jeannie?
Hey, thanks, Rod.
Gee, I'm touched, really. I'm so glad there are no hard feelings.
Why should there be any hard feelings? You let me keep the coffee table.
That was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, funny. Well, I better be getting back to the base.
Must you leave?
I'm afraid so, Jeannie. I have a feeling I'll be seeing you soon.
Oh, I hope so, old master. Captain Nelson is such a wonderful man.
Yeah, he's not only a wonderful man, but he's a wonderful man with something crooked up his sleeve. I wonder what he wanted that picture for.
Come in. Reporting for duty, sir.
Oh, you and Captain Healy are due for the pressure chamber experiment at 2:30.
Yes.
Where's Captain Healy?
Oh, he's going to be a little late. It takes quite a time to finish a 15-course luncheon.
Captain Healy is having a 15-course luncheon?
Yeah. Well, lying around your pool all day, you work up quite an appetite. I'd say it's doing him a world of good. Looks marvelous, doesn't he?
Where's this taken?
Oh, it's Captain Healy's house. It's a quaint little place, isn't it?
Captain Healy is assigned to the,
Project Gamma. Yeah, it's very hush-hush. Now, I suppose there's plenty of countries that pay a fortune for information on Operation Gamma.
Captain Nelson, did you ever find Captain Healy's black Rolls Royce with the beautiful chauffeur and the beautiful footman?
Oh, yes, yes. It was on its way to take Captain Healy to his yacht.
His yacht?
Roger claims that his yacht is larger than Onassis's. No, he's always kidding around.
May I keep this?
Oh, certainly, sir. Roger's probably back at his office now. I'll go pick him up.
Give me General, please.
I wouldn't be so worried, General, if Captain Kitty wasn't working on Operation Gamma. But when he starts throwing money around like it was...
You psychiatrists are always looking into the dark corners. You find that Captain Healy has a perfectly reasonable explanation. An uncle died and left him a lot of money.
I certainly hope not, sir.
What?
Well, according to our records, Captain Healy doesn't have an uncle.
It's a big old party night, you know, just to... Be there. Just a 20-course dinner. Oh, wait a second. Thought, let's make it a 30-course dinner.
Right back.
Boy, you sure been a sport about this whole thing, you know? Is there anything I can do for you? How would you like a palace in the Mediterranean? A fleet of airplanes? A harem? Your own army? Nothing too good for you. Anything, you name it. What would you like?
You're never going to get away with this, Roger.
I never would have believed it. I'm putting Captain Healy under arrest. On high treason.
Colonel? Oh, I didn't realize it was so late, sir. We better be getting over the pressure chamber.
I wouldn't let you anywhere near that pressure chamber.
Sorry, sir. What did you say?
Is that a picture of your home?
Well, there's nothing wrong with a little gracious living.
Where did you get the money to buy that house?
Where did I get the money to buy the house?
And the black Rolls Royce with the beautiful chauffeur and the beautiful footman?
And the maids of the house.
And the maids of the house.
Well, I don't know where to begin.
A confession right now will save you a lot of time and trouble. Did a foreign power pay you for information on Operation Gamma?
Foreign power? Do you think I took money?
Have you made a mistake? Boy, I'd like to see the looks on your faces when you find out the truth.
What is the truth?
Well, the truth, sir.
I'd like to see my lawyer.
You have to set yourself under office arrest. I don't want you to go outside of this room till the MPs arrive.
Sorry, Captain Healy.
Tony, they're going to shoot me.
Yeah?
Why didn't you tell them the truth, Raj?
For the same reason you did, we'd both be washed out of the space program. Boy, Dr. Bellis isn't about to okay a couple of astronauts who has genies hanging around. You've got to help me.
I don't know what I can do. It's your problem.
But you're my buddy, share and share alike.
You're offering me half a firing squad?
If I don't tell them where I got the money, bang, I have firing squad all the way. And if I tell them, I'm washed out. You've got to help me.
Well, I don't know what I can do. I've got a heavy schedule.
Wait. Look, I tell you, if you help me this one time, I'll get you anything. Anything.
Jeannie?
You still want her after all the trouble she's caused?
After all the trouble she's caused? You're the one that caused all the trouble. I've been trying to tell you that. Of course I want it back. And you'll get me off the hook?
Yeah, I get you off the hook.
It's a deal. Oh, boy. I don't know how to thank you, buddy.
Always glad to do a buddy a favor.
Well, I'm officially turning over to you.
And I'm officially accepting. All right, Jeannie, come on out.
Hello, old master.
Shh. Not so loud. You're all his now. Well, I filled my end of the bargain. Now you fulfill yours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jeannie.
Thanks.
Well, that's it. That's it.
That's it. That's what? You said she was going to get me out of trouble.
General Peters, well, are you gentlemen ready?
Yes, sir. We're just on our way.
Well, the experiment is due to start at 2:30. You better hurry.
We'll be on time, sir.
Carry on.
What happened? They didn't mention anything about arresting me.
Oh, Roger, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you. Among Jeannie's many accomplishments is the fact that she's able to change time. They won't have any recollection of what went on in this office a couple of minutes ago.
That's wonderful.
Wait a minute. I could have done it myself. I mean, I didn't need you to. What's going to happen when they see my house and my cars again?
You won't have to worry about it. At the same time she wiped out their memory, she also wiped out your house and your villa and your car and your yacht.